is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Kyle Dotson.
And joining us tonight is, well, it's just me and Kyle.
Yep.
Because we were supposed to have Big Murr. Big Murr was supposed to be here. And he's sick.
He's taken ill.
He's so taken ill.
Send him your prayers. Tweet him out.
Tweet out some prayers to Murray. Mm-hmm. By the time you tweet out,
he did release an album this year. So, and now he's sick. That's not a...
Uh-oh. Are you going right along with our topic for tonight?
I think I am.
Rock in Peace, Volume 2. Well, by the time you send Murray your well wishes, hopefully he'll be better, because I don't think this episode's going to drop for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't...
Unless he gets pneumonia. If he has pneumonia...
That finishes you off.
I mean, at his age...
Yeah, it's not...
Yeah, not good. Kyle, how are you doing?
I'm good.
We both have brand new cars.
We do.
We both went Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
We both got Toyotas. You know who's the sponsor of a Toyota?
Kiss, 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 kiss me car. Kiss, 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 kiss me John.
So that's Yoko Ono. She loves a Toyota.
Toyoko Ono.
Toyoko. I got good. That's good. I like that.
Van Halen does, what was it, Acura?
Do they really?
That was on the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They do have an Acura commercial where they have some isolated vocals or something.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going? They should do that with the new David Lee Roth vocals.
That'd be hilarious.
But we got a Prius and you got a Corolla.
I did.
You got a black car.
Yep.
I got a white car. Mm-hmm. You're bad.
And guess what? They're parked right out there together.
That's right. You're a bad guy.
Hand in hand.
Guy. And you got a backup camera on that car?
Hey, yep. Backup. What
if we leave the mics and go take a look at those cars?
What features does your car have?
Well, it's got windows and it comes with a steering wheel. No, it's got the Bluetooth link up. It's got it plays an MP3 disc. So like I can burn. I burned
a thousand songs.
Yeah, I did it today. I burned I'm like, wonder if I could get all the Adele songs on one CD, because I'm a manly. So I got 38 songs on one CD. I don't know how many I might be able to get on there.
Wow.
I'm going to keep trying. All right, that sounded dismissive.
No, it's the same one. It's a Model T, right? The car?
No, it's a Prius C.
Oh, okay.
It's 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably the nicest car that we've ever owned.
That's good.
Yeah. And your car, what features do you have in that?
I have the backup camera. We got...
You got glory hole?
I do have a glory hole.
Excellent. That's a good feature.
Sometimes I accidentally put the gas in there.
I mean, the guy who sold us the car, Russell, he tried to sell me that feature by showing me how it worked. But...
Now put your mouth right here.
I'm like, should we really be? Should we be selling me the car in the bathroom of the Toyota dealership, Russell?
Honey, I'll be right out.
That's really his name. I'm not kidding. That's really his name.
So go down to Toyota, ask for Russell.
That's really his name.
Stay away from the bathroom, and you'll be fine.
Suzanne Dillingham is sitting at the table listening tonight. She's sitting in, and she's asking me why I had to use the name Russell, because her husband's name is Russell. But the guy who sold us our car, his real name was Russell. So I'm sorry.
And my husband sells cars.
Yeah. It's her mic. I guess if she's going to. Yeah, I guess.
Quite a coincidence.
Now you have to kiss that mic if you're going to say anything. You have to be right up on it. Say something else.
Pretend that mic is at the end of a glory hole.
Wow. She's right up on it. Back off a little bit, Suzanne. Too close. So anyway, because you know, because we plan to record episodes, and I have a I'm very anal about the schedule, not to go into the glory hole, but I'm very anal about the schedule. And so Murray couldn't be here tonight, but I still got a forge on. So Murray, we miss you. But and you were going to bring beers tonight, because you said a fan sent you a whole bunch of beers. But we're going to...
Do you think he's not sick and he's just on a bender?
I don't know. Maybe. You never know.
Him and Mike Siegel?
Him and Siegel. Siegel. I hope he's not on a bender. That guy sniffing it up.
Snowman and the Surfer.
Snowman and the Surfer. Now, that's a movie starring Sean Penn and Timothy Hutton, isn't it?
I believe so, yes.
So,
Sean Penn, actually the snowman.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
They flip it on you.
I don't know if that's interesting. I said it was. So we'll see how this goes tonight. You and I, we did a very popular for purchase only episode. So if
so
this,
popular that we released it for free because everyone just
6 months later. So if you enjoyed that episode, seven people, then you're surely going to enjoy this. But before we start tonight, we are going to do a thing. And Suzanne, turn Suzanne's mic up. Suzanne, you're going to be involved with this. We're going to do a thing called First Listen. Again, I write CD reviews for a site called Pop Culture Beast that's run by Garen Cockrell. You might know him from the Never Not Funny podcast. And sometimes I'll get a CD in a mail that I did not request. And when that happens, I don't listen to it. I just load it in the iTunes, and we do a segment here at Rock Solid called First Listen. So tonight, the band we are going to listen to, the name of the band is Aunt Mary. I kind of like that name, Aunt Mary. And the album is called New Dawn. What were you going to say, Kyle?
I was going to say, is it all male band, all female band, mixed? But
it appears to be all transgendered.
Mm, okay.
No, it's all guys. And let me see. I got a press release here. Let me see if I can. Oh, they're from Norway.
Yeah, Norwegian prog rock band from the 1970s.
Did you just look that up? This might be the quickest thing you've ever looked up in your life. What if you knew this band? So they're from the mid 70s. So this is obviously either a comeback album or else they've never gone away. And this is just their new
it's
album.
New Dawn. So obviously
New Dawn.
Never mind.
Wonder if these are all the original members. I have no idea. I can't even pronounce their names. Holy crap.
Who said it? Jan Groth.
Is this who they are?
Yeah. Jan Groth. There's right. Bjorn Christensen.
Holy crap.
Sven Gunderson. Ketil Stensvik.
Well, on this one, we don't have all those guys. We have Glenn Leese. We have Henning. I can't even see without glasses. Henning is on keyboards. There you go. Read those names.
Bjorn Christensen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ketil Stensvik.
Mm-hmm.
Bernt O. Bedal.
And a guy named Bork.
Yeah. Glenn Leese and Henning Ramseth.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do, Suzanne. We're going to pass this around, and we each pick a song.
Wait, hold on.
What's
sorry.
Going on? What happened?
This album is dedicated in memory of Jan Groth.
Oh, no.
And
Rock in Peace.
Ketil Stensvik, who plays on this album.
He died also?
Drums, percussion, and backing vocals.
Two guys on this album are dead?
Well, Jan Groth wasn't on the album, but as we read in the Wikipedia, he was previously vocals, keyboard, and guitars.
So this really works into the Rock and Peace Volume 2 tonight.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Very serendipitous.
Very sorry, Aunt Mary.
Mm-hmm.
So hand that over to Suzanne. Suzanne, you're going to pick the first track that we're going to hear. Again, I've never heard it. Kyle, you've certainly never heard it.
Nope.
Suzanne, you've never heard it.
No, I've never heard this.
All right.
Let's go with track number 9.
By the way, Suzanne Dillingham is my concert wife. She's the one that my wife coined that phrase. And Suzanne goes to all the concerts that Pilar has no desire to go to.
Just all of them.
Just all of them. And Suzanne's staying in our house currently. And when I wake up in the morning, I will see Suzanne and my wife having coffee and making fun of me. So it's just like...
we don't talk about you at all.
It's like two wives. So what song do you want to hear off Aunt Mary, New Dawn? What do you want?
Track number 9, Been There, Done That.
All right. Let's hear it.
The Righteous Love. Lessons, the emotions, the sweet Lord's presence. Well, in my quest for some forgiveness, this is what I've come to witness. You know, I've been there, done that, been both keen and able. Been there, done that, hearing white, passing by. Been there, done that.
Well, I don't hate that. What about you, Suzanne? What do you think of that? You love it?
I love it.
You love it? Kyle, what did you think of that?
It's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad. Kyle, you pick another track. Let's see if we can keep it going here.
Also, I can't wait till Marvel's Aunt Mary comes out.
It's Ant-Man, Kyle.
Oh. Let's go with G-flat Road.
G flat road. Okay, here we go.
There's some of the aforementioned Keitel Stensvik drums.
Gotta hear some vocals. Pick the only instrumental track?
Maybe. And then jump ahead.
I don't care. I don't care. Live my life the way I feel. Nothing gonna stop me no matter what you say.
I don't hate that either.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, the drums are really kicking. Mm-hmm. I was just going to tweet about them, but I couldn't find that they have a Twitter address. I was going to say we're listening to some Aunt Mary right now in Rock Solid, but they don't have a Twitter address. Let me see what I'm going to do. I always like to sometimes go with the lead-off track, because let's see what they're giving us. This one's called Slave Parade. Might be the best first listen album we've ever had here.
Yeah.
What do you think, Suzanne?
I like everything.
Followed closely by Bobby Hussle.
Oh, Bobby Hussle. He got the hustle, right? This is great.
Long ago, there was a business.
Hear one more. I'm going to give these guys another play here. Let's hear number 8, Blind Date.
Okay.
Hope this date ends in a glory hole. Like we gotta get to the chorus. Cool. All right, look, you know how this works, folks. If you email me via at RockSolid, I can't even talk. Email me via RockSolidPodcast@gmail.com. Here's what I want you to do. In the subject heading, I want you to put this, that GD Aunt Mary CD, that GD Aunt Mary CD. And when I open up that email, all I want to see is your fucking address, your name and your goddamn address. And if there's no address there, I'm deleting it. A lot of times I email back and I go, you forgot your address. I'm not doing it this time. Aunt Mary's too good for that. So in the subject heading, I wanted to say that GD Aunt Mary CD, and then I open it up really just very gently, and I see your name and your address, and I'm going to send this to you. The first one who does that gets this Aunt Mary CD. I think this is worth it.
Yeah, I do too, and I have some more information on Aunt Mary.
Let me hear it.
They recorded their first release, self-titled, in 1970.
Was it called Aunt Mary?
It was called Aunt Mary. In 72, they released Loaded. In 73, they released Yanis.
Okay.
And then the group disbanded, but reunited for several concerts since 1978. So apparently, maybe when people passed or whatnot, then they thought maybe we should get back together.
So is this just their fourth album?
I believe so. That's what it looks like. It's a little sparse on Aunt Mary, but...
I'm looking. They don't have a Twitter. I know that. But you know what's funny is my real Aunt Mary doesn't have a Twitter either. She doesn't even know what it is. I'm looking them up on iTunes.
No, there might be more on this Norwegian.
You know what? There's a band on iTunes called Aunt Martha.
Oh, I'm sorry. They have way more than that.
Oh, okay.
Aunt Mary, Loaded, Yanis. Then they have the Best of 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
They have a live reunion in 81.
Wow.
They have Blueprints in 92. Things We Stood For in 2007. And then Barbed Wire Waves in 2009.
All right. Well, I can tell you that they are not on the American iTunes, but a band called Crazy Aunt Mary is on there. And there's also a band called Aunt Martha. So give them a whirl. Let's listen to all the Aunt bands. Adam Ant.
Ant Bands. It's my, can't wait for that movie.
All right. Let's start the show for real. Oh, yeah. I know what I want to tell everyone. Before we get started, I want to do just a little bit of business up top. If you now go to rocksolidpodcast.com, there are two Amazon banners. If you click on those, use those as a portal to get to Amazon, the show here will get a little kickback from whatever you order.
Mm-hmm. So if you hear an album you like and you don't want to buy it on iTunes or whatever, you want to do the Amazon auto rip, just go to our site and click through that. And then, we'll get, a few cents off of that.
Yep. And since, ever since episode 238, Everything and Nothing, if you scroll to the bottom where you see the set list, you can click on the individual songs there and it'll take you right to Amazon where you can buy that song.
Oh, great.
Yeah. That's so awesome. If you're like, oh my God, I love that. What's that song that Lenny Kravitz sang? Oh, Everything. You click on that from our site, you'll go right there and you can buy the MP3.
Nice. Maybe not Aunt Mary, but.
Not Aunt Mary, but anything else. So that's a little business. I'm burping because I'm drinking a Coke, industrial strength Coke. So are you ready to start?
You can buy Aunt Mary on Amazon.
You can?
Yeah.
Which one? The new one?
I think all of them.
Okay, Amazon rocks. If you're gonna buy Aunt Mary, what if we never play any rock and peace songs?
Welcome to the Aunt Mary show.
Kyle, what about you? Were gonna check. You were gonna check some recorded messages.
Yeah, I have some here.
I want to tell you, I had an email this week from a gentleman who wanted us to. I'm gonna tell you, this guy is Jeff Frank. And he said, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, I really wish you guys would bring back the hotline and make the show interactive like the early days. I told Kyle that after the Sammy Hagar show.
We get talking and then we start and we just...
But if you want
to plug it, if you want to call,
it's
330-81-ROCKS, 330-81-ROCKS. And we'll play it. And if you have a suggestion, we'll play it. I'll do a better job of checking it.
So are we just going to jump right in? Ones that we've never heard before?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Let's see what we're going to hear. I'm nervous.
Hey, Roxella. This is James from Brooklyn. I'm going to issue a challenge to you. Try to do a show without playing any 80s music. Because if anybody's keeping that decade alive, it's you guys.
How dare you.
Quit it. Bye.
How dare you.
We do have a 1977 show.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to do
a 1990 something show.
So thanks for that suggestion and a little mean, but thanks for the support. Okay. Maybe this is why we don't go to the recorded messages. All right, here we go.
Hey, this is Ben from Michigan. I really like the Cramps, and I'm glad you guys played them once or twice. I think you should play them more. Also, Pat Francis.
Yes.
Go fuck yourself.
All right. First, when he started, I thought it was
Stephen Wright.
I thought it was Butthead. I thought it was
we can do. Here's another one.
Yeah, yeah. Play more. Play it.
Hello. This is David Wong from San Mateo, California. I really enjoyed your 2015 In Review podcast.
Thank you.
I wanted to recommend also some artists that released albums in 2015. Okay. I'd say Grimes with Art Angels and Wolf Alice with Bros. Thank you. And Pat, you're great.
And then he dropped his phone, apparently. Okay. Cool.
Try to call in from a landline, people.
Here's a short one.
How Pat Francis, go fuck yourself.
Right. See, this is exactly why we don't. I asked people to do that, but now I'm a little disturbed. So some of these people are using CB radio to call in?
I believe so,
You got another one? I'm wondering if the guy that told you to bring this back actually has one. I'm wondering if Jeff Frank...
I don't know. It might be down this one's.
Hey, what about a show where it's just the saddest songs possible? So much so that you can't even get through like listening to 30 seconds before you're just really upset and sad. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's all.
All right.
Hey, Pat Francis. Go fuck yourself, buddy. Kyle, you too.
This is a fuck fest tonight.
It's fuck fest.
This is a real fuck fest.
Call into the Rock Solid
Let's
Fuck
do another
Fest
one. Do one more.
You got to
Boy,
rocks.
We really have a lot of these banked up.
Yeah, I'm trying Let's to look one for more. One that's not.
Give your name when you call it.
Too long.
You got one that's really long?
There are a few, but I'm trying to.
How long's too long?
This one's like a minute 30.
Let's
like
hear that one.
2 minutes. Okay.
Let's hear a long one.
Hello, Rock Solid. This is Troy calling from New York. Big fan of the show. And Pat urged me to call in, so here I am. I'm not a phone person, but I'll give my best shot here. I have an idea for a show topic, which would be bands or specifically albums where a band kind of lost it, where they jumped the shark, so to speak.
It's a good topic.
It could be a sellout song or a sellout album. But the one that comes to mind is when Kiss went disco and recorded songs like I Was Made for Loving You, Baby.
It's a great song.
Or some people think that Elton John lost it basically after The Lion King. Some people think it happened quite a bit earlier. But I think it's a fun topic. Everybody has debates whether bands, in fact, should stay the same, like the Ramones, or should they evolve and turn into Styx. Or something in between and move around like Madonna. I think it has some comic possibilities, and I'd love to hear your takes. Thanks. Keep up the great work. Bye.
All right. Well, I love this idea of the album that jumps the shark, because that album's always the one where it comes out and it sounds different from what the band usually did. And then the band usually says, yeah, you know, we just decided it was time to spread our musical wings a bit, you know, and just try something new.
And then the band reads a prepared statement from the record company. Yep.
And then when the next album that comes out, they go back to their original sound.
Yep.
And that's when they go, you know what, we just wanted to get back to, you know, what we usually do, you know, in the olden days when we just, you know, like to fucking rock.
So what would go in there? Honking on Bobo.
Honking on Bobo. Jesus. There'd be a lot of Aerosmith albums that could go on that list, unfortunately. For me,
constantly jumping the shark.
Yeah, for me, I don't like that U2 pop album. I think that jumps the shark. Does that jump the... Yeah, that jumps the shark for me, even though it has one of my favorite U2 songs, which is Staring at the Sun. But anyway, okay, guys, thank you for those calls. We will try to check the line.
Jazz.
Yeah, we'll try to maybe do one or two from here on out.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless we have a guest in here, like a real guest, not Suzanne, but like a real musical guest.
Yeah. I'll just do a better job at, and you know, if instead of harassing me in person, if you just want to tweet the show.
Did Jeff grab you around the collar?
He did. He's very aggressive.
Now, see, Jeff, don't do that at a live show.
Everyone's worried about people mauling Sammy. I'm over there by myself cleaning up.
Getting your clock cleaned. All right, let's do Rock and Peace Volume 2. Obviously, the reason we're doing this is because so far we have lost a lot of people at the end of 2015 and into the beginning of 2016. And it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
What's especially not good to me is when I read some of the ages of these people. But we're going to start out. The first guy that passed away is from a band I love called The Grassroots. And
I'm sorry to interrupt. These are all people that have died this year.
No.
Recently.
A lot of them are, most of them are 2015, 2016.
Okay.
But then we have a couple ones like this first one, Rob Grill, lead singer of The Grassroots. He died on July 11th. 2011. He was 67 years old. And this is a song that I love. This is called Midnight Confessions.
The
Now, Kyle, you're a kid, but that song, you know that song.
I know that song, yeah.
You don't know where you know it from. You might not recognize it. You might not even know the who the band's name
was. No, I don't know the... I probably couldn't have told you what the title or who the band was.
But you knew that song. This seems like a song that would appear on a Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack.
Yeah, or like even just like in like a Stand By Me type film, like exactly. One of those.
But the Grassroots, they have 10 solid tunes that everyone would know. And Rob Grill was the singer, and Rob Grill, rock in peace. Here's what's scary to me. Rob Grill was 67. Now I'm going to be 52 this month. So apparently I have 15 years left.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. Why are you guys looking at me like, yes, that's true?
No, I think
67 is young, right?
I mean, like...
Suzanne, help me here.
What did he die from? Like, what did he die from?
I don't know. I don't have a...
Because that just, you know, that depends, you know, if he got...
Old age? I don't know what he died from. You could look that up. Rob Grill.
I'm looking that up now.
I got to stop drinking a Coke before we record because I'm just burping up in my throat. You looking up Rob Grill?
Yeah.
I'm going to punch you right in your grill. What do you got for me?
It doesn't even say. It just stops after he...
Just says he died.
Yeah, basically. Here we go. Yeah, just says he just says he died.
Well, let's make it something horrific then. Plane crash.
Oh, complications after a stroke.
Oh, that stinks. And they don't know. We don't know what causes a stroke, do we?
No. So 1 minute you're walking around, the next minute.
The minute you're stroking out. Okay. This is horrible. I don't know if I'll make it.
I mean, he could have had, like, you know, a history of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, something like that.
I like to think when a rocker dies in his 60s that he's lived a very drug-addled life.
Yeah, or just even, like a harder life than...
Harder life than I've lived, Kyle.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Never done a drug, Kyle.
I know.
Never smoked. Not anything. Not a cigar at a bachelor party. Not a ciggy butt just to be cool. No Mary J.
What about when Trump wins? Will you smoke a cigar?
Oh, God. I will die because I'll be swinging from a rafter. Okay, let's move on. This artist, she just passed on December 31st, 2015, New Year's Eve. And she kind of went a little bit under the wire, I think, because of all the people that died right after her. And because it was on a holiday, people were celebrating. So maybe they weren't paying much attention to the news. But this is a solo artist, Natalie Cole. Natalie Cole, she was only 65 years old. 65. It's crazy. Suzanne's mouthing something. What's that? I don't know what she's saying. This is a song written by Bruce Springsteen.
Is that what Russell tried to sell you at the Glory Hole, a pink Cadillac?
Tried to sell me a pink Cadillac. Yeah, that was, I wrote that song, and I was going to record it, and then the guy said, yeah, you can't call it pink, that's a girl song. I said, I'll call it Black Cadillac. They go, no, it's good when it's pink, but you can't sing it. So I gave it to Natalie Cole, and she had a hit in 88, one of the top 100 of 88. I'd like to count off to 88, if it's okay. Oh, by the way, too, the guy who left that message earlier, first song we play tonight, Midnight Confessions, from fucking 1968. Mm-hmm. So fucking suck
it. Aunt Mary, 2016.
Yeah, so suck it.
This one's not 88.
Yeah, right from the 80s.
I think he said a whole show without.
A whole show. Okay, well, we're not going to do
that. Do they do an In Memoriam at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I think they do, and I think they also do one at the Grammys.
Oh, okay, wow.
So, I know, it's crazy.
Who do you think they'll leave out?
Natalie Cole. You're going to forget about her.
No,
because actually she's a woman and she's a woman of color, yeah. So I'm sure they won't forget her.
Do you think, another question real quick.
Is this a serious question? Yes. You're trying to crack wise.
No, a serious question. In the In Memoriam.
You busting my balls.
in the
Kyle, are you squeezing my shoes or is this a serious thing?
I'm squeezing your shoes.
Are you twisting my peaches? Okay, what, go ahead.
In the In Memoriam at the Academy Awards, do you think David Bowie will be in that, since he was in some movies?
I think he will be, because I think he was in...
He was in Labyrinth, and he was, you know, Man Who Fell From Earth.
And the Prestige.
Yeah.
And...
a bunch of other stuff, too.
Yeah, he was in a bunch of movies. So, yeah, I definitely think that he'll get the nod.
Or he should.
He should. He definitely should.
Well, he's white. He might be in there.
He's the Thin White Duke, actually.
He's going to be the mascot. Yeah. They're going to give him away.
Absolutely.
Little Thin White Dukes.
Okay, this next guy just passed on January 28th at 74 years old, founding member of Jefferson Airplane, also in Jefferson Starship, Mr. Paul Kantner. Now, this song that I'm going to play is from 1981. It's a Jefferson Starship song from the album Modern Times, and I love this song so much. This song is called Stranger. Crank it. I love that cymbal. Raindrops falling. Back up again. I want to hear that. It's like a five cymbals. Raindrops falling. I think that's Paul on guitar right there. Some great percussion and bass in this. Stranger calling. Eyes that look like. That's Grace Slick on vocals. Grace is still with us. Grace is 76 years old, still kicking. Looks totally different now, though, Grace Slick.
What? Do any touring? Or?
No. She's retired. Mm-hmm. She's retired. But, yeah, her voice is amazing on some of this. You know, people make fun of Starship, but Jefferson Starship, for me, out of Airplane, Starship, and then Jefferson Starship, and then just Starship, I think Jefferson Starship has some amazing songs. Call in and dispute.
Why did they drop the Jefferson?
Because Paul Kantner left Jefferson Starship, and I think he owned the names Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship, so they continued without him as Starship.
And why did they change it from Airplane to Starship? Just upgrade?
Just an upgrade. They were originally Jefferson Prop Plane.
Oh, okay. First they were Jefferson, Wright Brothers Bike Shop.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. They were Paper Plane for a while, which was really not that great. All right. So rock and peace, Paul Kantner. All right. Now the next guy, this guy's iconic. I'm not even a Motorhead fan. Doesn't mean that I don't think they're great or that they're not iconic. But there's, you know what I noticed? A lot of M bands are not on my radar. No Megadeth, no Metallica, no Motorhead. Mm-hmm. I don't think those bands are bad by any means. They're just not in my.
And you know their hits, but
yeah.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Lemmy, you know, he's a fixture on the Sunset Strip, always at the Rainbow Room. From anyone that's ever met him has told me he's been nothing but a super nice guy.
Yeah.
So definitely rock and peace to Lemmy. He died at December 28th, a month before Paul Kantner, at age 70. And the song I picked is not Ace of Spades. It's not a Motorhead. It's not even a Motorhead song. It's an Ozzy Osbourne song where they sing a duet together. And this song is called I Ain't No Nice Guy.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy I knew. I thought I was the chosen one. But time went by and I found out a thing or two. My shine wore off as time wore on. I thought that I
turn my back and fall. I ain't no nice guy after all. When I was young, I was the only game in town.
Also, I'm wrong. I have that listed in my iTunes as an Ozzy Osbourne song. That's actually from the Motorhead album March or Die. So that is a Motorhead song with Ozzy Osbourne singing with Lemmy on a Motorhead song. So I don't like to give out misinformation. I don't want to do that. So that was a Motorhead song. Mm-hmm. And I love that song. I thought that was that would be nicer to play as a rockin' piece to Lemmy than to play like some hard rockin' thing.
Mm-hmm.
So rockin' piece, Lemmy. What's Lemmy mean? Is that his real name?
How have they never... Well, maybe because Motorhead was, you know, not the friendliest looking people, but how are they never on Sesame Street singing E-L-M-O-S, Elmos?
That would have been good. Well, I'm trying to find out. His real name is Ian. Ian Fraser Kilmister.
Kilmister, yeah.
Kilmister.
So he changed... I mean, if you have a name like Kilmister...
Yeah, that would have been a... That would have been a... What if his band should have been Mr. Kill?
I've seen people that have like a Jägermeister shirt that says Killmeister, has like the Motorhead logo and like kind of, looks like Jägermeister.
No, isn't Killmeister. That precious?
Yeah.
So Ian Fraser Killmeister, rock and peace. Ian, his name's Ian. Bet he didn't answer that. That's probably when he'd get mad, punch you right in the face.
Mm-hmm.
He'd turn around and one of those growths on his face would knock you down. I don't know what those were. Did those kill him? Did we talk about that? Did those team up and eventually take him down?
I think that's what he would hang his hat on when he went inside.
Sure, sure. Hang his hat, hang a coat there. Maurice White, lead singer of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Very recent.
Just died on February 4th, 2016 at 74. Wow. This is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Why is everyone dying right now?
Yeah, especially like we're not even 2 months through the year.
No. I know.
Like it's really, and it was like a lot. Yeah.
Is Taylor Swift killing off all the old people?
She might be.
That would be a great movie, like where all the young pop stars, like Bieber.
I bet it would be Kanye, though.
Bieber and please don't talk about him on the show. I would love to be able to say rock and peace, Kanye West. I don't like him. I don't like him.
Did you see he
tweeted Bill Cosby innocent.
Yeah. Did you see
in all caps?
Did you see Conan's tweet today?
No.
He said it's been a long time since Bill Cosby's able to retweet somebody.
Nice. That's funny. Yep. He also another joke on Conan music related. It said that The Grateful Dead is going to release an 80-disc box set of live recordings. They're not yet sure which song it will be. okay, let's move on. We're talking about Maurice White from Earth, Wind, and Fire, 74 years old. God, I can't even fucking talk. Let's hear a little Boogie Wonderland. So I think that's Maurice right there. That was Maurice White. Rock in peace. Yeah. Or rap in peace, if you rapped. I don't know if you rapped.
It's like disco in peace.
Dance in peace?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, we're moving on, Kyle. We're moving on to Glenn Frey of the Eagles. Now, people, I was bummed when I would read people would posting about Glenn and they would spell his name wrong. It's two N's in Glenn, and there's an E in Frey. Like I would see a lot of people, G-L-E-N-F-R-Y, Glenn Frey, good buddy, good friend. No, you don't even know how to spell his name. So your tribute sucks. So Glenn Frey of Eagles.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people putting a "the" in there.
Yep. They don't know. It's Eagles.
And that
Glenn Frey of Eagles. And that would hurt his feelings if he knew that you were putting a "the" in there. Because if you watch the documentary, it is just Eagles.
Yeah. It's not a football team.
No. No, it's not. A lot of band, like Pretenders. It's not the Pretenders. It's just Pretenders.
Right.
Hey, we're going to go see Pretenders.
Beatles.
No, it is the Beatles.
Rolling Stones.
No, it's the Rolling Stones.
Oh. The Led Zeppelin?
No, see, that's one where it's just Led Zeppelin. No, there's the Guess Who and there's the Who. Oh, you're not getting it. So for Glenn Frey, and man, again, I went back and forth on Facebook with a guy who's trying to tell me that Glenn Frey was not worth anything and David Bowie was the greatest and that fucking
The fact
guy,
that people knew who he was.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether you were a fan or not.
Right.
Means he had some fans.
Yes. People liked what this gentleman did.
I don't think Justin Bieber's worth anything, but if he died, people would mourn
him. People would know it.
And they would know it, and I would know it.
People would know it, Kyle.
Someone knew it.
Now, if I have to raise my voice about this...
Are you raising your voice from the 1930s?
If I got to raise my voice from back, taking a time machine and travel back in time and raise my voice, I'm goddamn going to do it. Okay, so I wanted to pick a song, because Glenn was known for writing... He wrote with Jack Tempchin. He wrote with J.D. Souther. He wrote with Jackson Browne. He wrote with Don Henley. He wrote with a lot of people, but I wanted to find a song that Glenn wrote and sang on his own. And the latest Eagles album that came out in 2007 called Long Road Out of Eden, it had two songs that were just written by Glenn Frey and sung by Glenn Frey. So let's hear. This might be a song that you've never heard before, but this song is called No More Cloudy Days.
I can see that you've been hurt. Maybe I've been lonely too. I've been out here lost and searching, looking for a girl like you. Now I believe the sun is gonna shine. Don't you be afraid to love again. Put your hand in mine, baby. I would never make you cry. I would never make you blue.
Listen how great the voices are.
I would never let you down. I would never be untrue. I know. There's no more stormy nights, no more cloudy days. I believe
that guy didn't lose anything off his voice. I saw them in concert. They sounded phenomenal. 67 years old, he could still sing like that. So, rock in peace, Glenn Frey. I know that the Grammys are doing a tribute to Glenn Frey, I think, with Jackson Browne and Bernie Ledden, one of the original members. So that's going to be sad for them, but pretty cool for us to see. So that's it. I'm not going to cry.
Glenn Cry.
No, cry. What's not? It's not. Well, it's
C-R-E-Y.
C-R-E-Y. Glenn Cry. Okay. Now this next gentleman who passed, it's you pass, it's sad. But I have to say that this guy, when I saw that he passed, Not a shock. Not a shock that Scott Weiland passed. He passed on December 3rd, 2015 at 48 years old.
Now that's younger than you.
That's younger than me. That's the only guy on the list younger than me. But Kyle, like I said earlier, I don't smoke the Mary J. I don't sniff the cocaine. I don't shoot the H. I've never done a window pane or horse or smoke of the crack. So Scott Weiland passed at a young age. I'm gonna let you in. This is a little sneak preview. Not the youngest guy on my list. Not the youngest guy on my list tonight. Tell you that. I'm gonna tell you that, and I'm gonna tell you again. Don't even try to guess. All right. So I'm gonna play a song. I do like Stone Temple Pilots, but I really do like Velvet Revolver. I'm sad that they didn't continue. Their last album came out in 2007.
Wasn't Wasn't it something, didn't they not get along with him? Was that part of the problem?
Well, yeah, I think when you're Guns N' Roses and you work with the most volatile lead singer of all time, you should get form a new band with the second most volatile singer of all time. That's what you should do.
Because so, like it would be nice if they got someone.
Apparently no one could work with Scott Weiland. Yes, Stone Temple Pilots didn't want him. And Velvet Revolver didn't want him. But yeah, I thought Velvet Revolver would maybe get a new singer and keep going.
What if they do a tour with Dave Grohl as the singer?
That would be fantastic. I would love it. I would love
that not happen.
But this song is called She Builds Quick Machines. And this is a great song. Says to keep a motor clean. Son of this is a web machine. She's always quick to find. We're breaking through the night. I can feel it when you push me down. I can feel it when I stood on the ground. Roll over right. Keep it through the night. Right, right. Keep it through the night. Right in my sight. Keep it through the night. I'll smash right through your spotlight. She ran away to Texas. That's a great song. It's produced well. They're rocking. That is a great fucking song. I feel bad. Now, that was Slash, Duff McKagan, Matt Sorum, Scott Weiland, and then the guy I feel bad for, Dave Kushner. What's he doing? Kushner's done.
Oh, yeah. Dave Koechner? Yeah, he was
no,
in
not Dave
Krampus.
Koechner.
Oh,
okay. No, not Dave Koechner. Dave Kushner. Dave Kushner. He's not doing anything now.
I've never done the Kushner.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean? What is this?
I don't know.
What does this mean?
Like Kush is like a thing for marijuana.
I've never done that. I've never done I've never done any of this stuff. I never snorted whiskey and shoot cocaine. I'm not Mike Siegel. I'm not the snowman.
Snowman.
Rock and peace, Scott Weiland. You brought it on yourself. Okay.
It's because he didn't wear a shirt, right?
Didn't wear a shirt, so they could shoot. They could shoot darts of cocaine in him from the balcony.
I thought you got pneumonia.
No. And it was drugs too. He died of drugs.
Yep.
On a tour bus, doing what he loved.
Driving on a bus.
Driving on a bus, shooting drugs, doing what he loved. All right. This next guy died in September 15th, 2015, at the age of 65. This guy's in a band I love, REO Speedwagon. Founding member of REO Speedwagon, Gary Richrath. After he left the band, I think he had a lot of hard years of alcohol. I think it was alcohol abuse that really killed him. And if you see pictures of him in later years, so sad looking, just gained a lot of weight. His face got gigantic. It was just really, really sad. Yeah, I know. Suzanne's looking at me because you're a fan of the Speedwagon. Okay,
yeah,
turn
it is on.
Go ahead, talk. You're a fan of the REO Speedwagon.
I am a fan of REO Speedwagon, but I still think that was medication-related bloat.
You do?
I do.
It really looked bad. Are you looking him up, Kyle?
That's why I think he was on steroids.
You'll be scared if you look up Gary Richrath. Like,
I see, but there's tons of alcoholics. They don't end up looking like that.
I'm not even making a joke. This is not a joke. You strap a guitar.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I have seen pictures of
him. You strap a guitar on Jabba the Hutt, and that's what he looked like. And I'm not even making a joke. Suzanne, you're laughing, but I'm not making a joke.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Wow. And compared to what he used to, he was.
Yeah, he was like a guy. He was always like just like a little chunky guy with a round face, but man, he was a good looking guy too.
But to me, though, I do have to agree with Suzanne. I don't think that's a
that
all
looks like,
drinking bloat.
Okay.
That looks like
long term steroid use.
Okay. Like Jerry Lewis for a while,
yes,
he was on
right.
those steroids,
yeah.
and that's yeah. very right. similar to what how right. he looked.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, Kyle. You're not a doctor, okay? Because I don't want people at home thinking that you're a doctor, Suzanne.
I'm not one either.
But you're a registered nurse.
I am.
All right.
Now, are there anything? Is there such thing as an unregistered nurse?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
There is an unregistered nurse?
Well, they're licensed.
Is that before you get your...
They're licensed, but they're not.
Not registered.
Registered.
Are you registered with the state?
I am.
I'm going to do a Jimmy Pardo joke right now. I'm going to take my hand. I'm going to go, I have a little swelling right in this area. Is there anything you could do with that? Maybe Russell with the glory hole could help me out on this. Okay, I picked an REO Speedwagon song that was written solely by Gary Richrath. I think when a band like REO Speedwagon has a lead singer like Kevin Cronin, I think a lot of people think that the singer is responsible for all the songs, and that's not true. With REO Speedwagon, Gary Richrath wrote some amazing songs on his own that were hits, including the song we're going to play, which is Take It on the Run. And we're going to hear it, and we're going to hear some vocals, and then we're going to go right into the solo, because this is how we're going to honor Gary Richrath. Rock in peace. Let's hear this. REO Speedwagon, even on their popular songs, you know, like the ones that you think are like maybe cheesy or 80s or whatever, Gary Richrath plays amazing. So there's an amazing solo on Keep On Loving You. It's just crazy. But let's hear this. Take It on the Run.
You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it, not for a minute. You're under the gun, so you take it on the run.
Now, Kyle, how many times have you heard that song?
Oh, a lot.
Did you even realize that there was a solo like that within that song?
No.
That's an amazing solo.
It is a great solo.
And it's a long solo, too. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, and then goes, yeah. That's my favorite solo, by the way. And then you just go, it's one of my favorite solos. Let me play it again. Are we still recording, Kyle? I just want to make sure that we're recording.
Yes.
All right.
That sounds like a banjo broke.
Rock in peace, Gary Richrath.
And that banjo.
We just got a couple more people, then we're going to wrap this up. This next gentleman also died in 2015, but earlier in the year, he died in June 27th, 2015, at the age of 67. We're talking about bass player from Yes, Chris Squire. Chris Squire was in every single incarnation of Yes. He was the glue. He was there the entire time from beginning until his last days. And I saw Yes last year, and I had seen him with Chris Squire, and I saw them last year. It did not feel the same. Billy Sherwood was on bass, and he's great, but it just was not the same. So rock in peace, Chris Squire. I'm going to play, this is a cliched pick, but I'm going to play Roundabout because there's some amazing bass right at the beginning of the song. So let's hear a little Roundabout. This song's 8.5 minutes long. Let's hear about 7 minutes of this. Just amazing. So good. Ooh, there's some noodling. I love this prog rock bullshit when they do their one guy fucking noodles and then another guy blah, 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 and then like and then little meow, meow, and then the banjo go.
It's like cohesive electric jazz.
Yeah, it
but
is.
But about wizards.
Yep. You're right. It's wizard rock. I know I'm going to get emails, but God damn it, that's wizard rock at its best. Let me tell you something, Kyle, too. I'm going to go back in time. I'm going to tell anyone that doesn't think that I like prog rock to go fuck themselves, because I like it.
I don't think you're allowed to say fuck back then.
I'll say F yourself then. For unlawful carnal knowledge is what it is. You know, fornicating. Fornicate yourself.
That's always better to yell at someone because there would just be the confusion on their face.
Go fornicate yourself. You fornicating fornicator?
Coitus you.
We had a member of this next band on our show, and he was quite a rapscallion. Steve Lukather of Toto. Love that guy. His longtime bandmate, Mike Picaro. I'm not even saying that right. Picaro. Mike. One of the Picaro brothers. He was a bass player. Steve and the Picaro brothers knew each other from high school. So these guys are like brothers. That band, Toto.
Two of them literally in one figure.
Actually, three of them.
Oh, three of them literally in one figure.
But this is, I picked a song that Mike plays on. It's a song called I Will Remember. It's sung by Steve Lukather. There's not any great bass that I could hear on this, but I did like that it was, that the song's called I Will Remember. So let's hear this. That song is from an album called Tambu from 1995. I just like saying it. What's your favorite Toto album? Tambu. Mike died March 15th, 2015. I think he had...
Do you think Brutus killed him?
I think he had ALS is what I think he had, because he was only 59 years old. So rock and peace, Mike Picaro.
Speaking of Picaro, if you want a nice new car...
Yeah.
Talk to Russell down at Toyota.
Oh,
he'll hook you up if you hook him up. that's how you got that good deal, right?
That's right, man. That's right, my brother.
A lot of people, they get screwed.
Well, if you go into the bathroom there, someone will get screwed. I'm doing a lot of that tonight. I'm doing a lot of this. I don't know what I'm going to say.
That's where, like, normally the other guest would talk.
Yes. But we have Suzanne. Susan? Hi, Susan.
No.
Suzanne?
No.
Suzanne,
there's an E on the end, right?
Yeah.
And a few ends, like a Glenn Frey thing.
Are you enjoying sitting there listening to music right now?
Yes.
You are.
She's
do this all day.
Leading down and laughing,
we're going to do this all day. This next, why do I keep doing that? I'm going to edit out all these ums. Next guy.
Then we'll only be at 5
minutes.
Doing
it again. Watch this. Watch. I'm going to do it on purpose. Watch. Yeah. Okay. So the next guy. He's from a super group called Cream. That was Ginger Baker, Eric Clapton. Those guys are both still alive. So the other guy is Jack Bruce. He died on October 25th, 2014 at the age of 71. Let's hear A Little White Room. This is sung by Jack Bruce.
In a white room with black curtains near the station. Tired starlings, silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark eyes. Dawn light smiles on you, leaving my contentment.
Good song. You like Cream, Suzanne? A couple of songs.
I like the hits.
You like White Room? You like a White Room?
I can listen to it.
What kind of curtains you got in that room?
Well, they're white.
No,
there's a white room with black curtains. Oh. Black curtains.
Yeah.
Then I don't really like Cream.
Pay attention to
I don't like Cream.
You don't like Cream?
Those charts at work.
Yeah.
What's he allergic to? I don't know.
Whatever.
Penicillin something?
Yeah, just put him in that room and pull the curtains. What curtains? Ah, the white ones. I don't care what color they are.
There's no white curtains in the hospital.
What's the worst thing you've seen at the hospital? Can't even say it.
No, I won't.
Can't even say it. Rock in peace, people at the hospital. Yeah. All right, let's go. This is the youngest guy on my list. This guy died way too young. He died way back in January 8th, 1991. Now, we've done Rock and Peace episodes before, but I've never... I keep forgetting this guy because I it's still hard to believe that someone died this young and was in such an amazing band. The band is still around. They sold so many albums. I'm talking about Steve Clark from Def Leppard. So this is a song that was written by Steve and Joe Elliott and Mutt Lang, and this is a song called Foolin'.
Sorry.
Rock and Peace, that song. Little cowbell in there. Did you hear the cowbell?
My finger slipped and I paused it. Quickly by mistake.
That's now, when that song was on, Kyle and I were playing one-handed drums, but I've got to be honest with you, Kyle, that's all two-handed drums.
Yeah.
Two-arm drumming on that song.
And we were keeping up.
We were keeping up. Your one arm and my one arm. I think we were on it. Rock in peace, Steve Clark.
Yep.
All right. I got one more guy on the list. You know, play this, then I got a play-out song. This is the guy. We did a tribute show to him a couple weeks ago. I still can't believe he passed away. I thought that David Bowie would outlive all of his contemporaries.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, whenever I saw a picture of him or saw him on TV, he looked so alive and so vital, and he seemed ageless. But sadly, also almost every picture you see of him, he's got a cigarette. So mm-hmm. I know that he was a smoker for his entire life too. I don't know. I always think whenever someone has cancer, I always think, well, it was because of smoking. Suzanne, you're a registered nurse. How much does smoking contribute to cancer of any type? Not just lung cancer.
It contributes a lot.
Yeah.
I mean.
You used to be a smoker.
This is true.
Yeah. So yeah. You've added years to your life by not smoking anymore.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what they tell me.
All right. So this is.
I usually equate it more with like mouth, throat, lung cancer.
Oh yeah, because yeah, you're right.
Because it's like kind of all in there.
Tongue.
I
mean,
usually, when I hear of another type, I usually think like that might be like a hereditary or just more. You know, maybe you are predisposed to it because you're a smoker. But I feel like a lot of times that might not have been the direct cause.
Right.
It was that Diet Coke.
If Diet Coke gives you cancer, I'm done. I mean, regular Coke even. Suzanne, I shouldn't drink regular Coke at all, right?
I would stay away from the diet.
The regular Coke is actually better for you.
What's the fake sweetener for you? Yeah. In the diet? What's that called?
I'm not sure what they're using now. It's aspartame or...
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
This is carbonated water.
I take that when I have a headache.
Aspartame. High fructose corn syrup. Caramel color. And then this one, phosphoric acid. I think that's fine. Natural flavors are good for you.
It's natural. It's okay.
The flavors are natural.
Yeah, it's canned.
They're not made of anything.
Canned under authority of Coca-Cola Company.
Oh, well, they wouldn't lie.
It's low sodium. It's right there. It says it right there, low sodium. It wouldn't lie to you. This is one of my favorite David Bowie songs, and I know we've played this on the show so many times, but it's not even from a David Bowie album that I think is good. But I love this song so much. One of my top five David Bowie songs. Kyle, let's hear a little bit of Blue Jean.
Blue Jean, I'm just no girl in blue jean. Blue Jean, you got a camouflage face in the money. Remember, they always let you down when you need them. Oh, Blue Jean, is heaven really sweeter than blue jean?
Here's the lyrics we heard. Blue jean, she got a camouflage face and no money. That's, I don't know what that means. And then, oh, blue jean, is heaven any sweeter than blue jean? She's got a police bike. She's got a police bike.
Well, maybe
and she's got a turned up nose.
Maybe she said, they say she has a camouflage face. Maybe she has a bunch of makeup on, but she doesn't have any money to pay for that. And the reason, you know, maybe she's like,
I don't know,
five finger discount.
Says the whole human race jazzing for blue jean. I don't even know what it means, but I love it.
Is it about denim?
I don't know, but I love it, Kyle. I'm telling you, I love it. If I have to go back in time and yell at you and tell you how much I love David Bowie, I'm going to do it. My mom calls him Bowie, like Bowie. A Bowie knife. Bowie. Some people say Bowie.
His name was Davy Jones. Then the monkeys came out and they changed his
name.
They have
goddamn monkeys. They don't even spell that right. They spell with two E's at the end.
Like Glenn Frey.
They can all go fornicate themselves.
But they changed his name to Tom Jones.
I don't know if that's true, Kyle.
They saw it on a thing with Conan. He was talking about it.
I don't know about that. All right, let's wrap it up. Let's do some promoting. Kyle, you are at Kyle Dodson Funny on Twitter.
Yes.
We are at Rock Solid Show.
Yes.
I am at Pat _ Francis.
When does this show drop?
Have no idea, Kyle.
No idea.
No idea when it's going to drop. Whenever it's going to drop, it's not going to make any sense, the references we're making, what we're talking about. All I know is it will drop after David Bowie.
David Bowie, he died 4 years ago.
Why are they just talking about this as if it was a month and a half ago? Also go to rocksolidpodcast.com and read Andrew Rich's amazing show notes every week. You can also use our Amazon portal link there, and that helps us out. You can also do a recurring donation. Mm-hmm. Also, thank you, Frank Beernut, for a very, very generous donation that you made a couple weeks ago. I consider you my friend, so you giving me money is even better. Kyle, thank you.
Thanks. Oh, and call the hotline.
We'll play
your stuff, 330-81-ROCKS.
Call the hotline. We're going to go through that. Also, I just learned that Dirty iPod is back in town, so yeah. he's gonna be coming back on the show.
He was on vacation or something.
He was on a bender. Him and Siegel, they went out on a cruise ship, and Siegel thought he was lost at sea. He actually thought Dirty iPod was lost at sea. But he's going to be back. Mm-hmm. Also, keep listening. Write us a nice review on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Go over to art19.com and check out Matt Belknap's amazing site. The show looks good there. It's easy to download. You can listen right there also if you want to. And before we go, Suzanne, thank you for sitting in and listening to our tomfoolery. I'm going to play a song. We're going to play out with a song by the Righteous Brothers. And now this is a song called Rock and Roll Heaven. And one of the Righteous Brothers is actually deceased. And his name is Bobby Hatfield. Pretty sure that's the one that's deceased. God, I hope I didn't kill
the other one. Is the McCoy, right?
I hope I didn't kill off the other one. No, there's no McCoy in this guy. Bobby Hatfield died in 2003 at the age of 63. So rock and peace, Bobby Hatfield. This is the perfect song to play us out on because this is about all the rock stars that die and go to heaven and what happens to them. So sit back, kids, and learn your lesson. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you. What if they only talked about people we talked about tonight?
What? Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you.
If you believe I never meant to call you any sorrow. I never meant to call you any pain.
Make up your mind. I think you better close.